Luke chapter 16. And he said also to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had an employee who had been accused to him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said to him, how is it that I hear this about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you will no longer be steward. Then the steward said inside himself, what shall I do? For my Lord is taking away from me the stewardship. I can't dig. To beg, I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, so that when I have been put out of the stewardship, they will receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors to him, and said to the first, how much do you owe my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, and how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, take your bill and write 80. And the Lord complimented the sloppy steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say to you, make for yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, so that when you fail, they'll receive you into everlasting houses. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you haven't been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you haven't been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You can't serve God and money. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they made fun of him. And he said to them, you are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is hated in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to go away than one period or comma of the law to fail. Whoever puts away his wife and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her that has been put away from her husband commits adultery. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and feasted every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus who laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Also the dogs came and licked his sores. And the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being tormented, and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he shouted, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, so he can dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in these flames. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, is a large gulf fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you can't, nor can they pass to us that want to come from there. Then he said, please, therefore, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, so that he'll testify to them, so that they won't also come into this place of torment. Abraham said to him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone went back to them from the dead, they'll repent. And he said to him, If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they won't be persuaded even if someone rose from the dead.